This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. Joining me today is vocalist, percussionist, and composer Santosh Logendran, who is known for his fusing of Indian Carnatic music with a diverse array of musical styles. And in fact, that was some of his music that you just heard there. He's won multiple awards, has his own band called Nadir, has performed with the likes of Zee Avi, and Santosh is launching his own solo album, High Time, some would say, called In Pursuit of Santosham, this Saturday, 18th of January, at the GMBB event space. So how are you, Santosh?
I'm good, actually.
Exciting times?
Very exciting.
So, you know, how long have you been on the scene?
If you calculate from my school days, actually, let's not talk about that. About 10 years, actually.
So it's been a sort of journey to getting to that big debut album, right?
Yes.
Can I ask what took you so long?
I don't know what took me so long, but I think this time was needed. That period was needed for me to gain the experience, to meet people, and to learn a lot from production to music composition and stuff like that. Because I never learned composition formally. It was all just from experience.
So the album is called In Pursuit of Santosham.
Yeah.
Santosham means happiness in Tamil. Why that title? What does it, you know, where is it from? And your name is Santosh.
Yeah, my name is Santosh. Yeah. So it's actually playing with the words, actually, because Santosham means happiness and my name is Santosh. But why In Pursuit of Santosham is because I only coined that name after I finished maybe about 3 or 4 songs from in the album. I realized from writing the songs that they all sounded like it's all based on a journey. All the songs had that sort of feel to it. So, and when we were trying to decide the name, me and Ash, my producer Ashwin Gobinath, and then we realized like, We stumbled upon the movie In Pursuit of The Pursuit of Happiness.
Right.
And then we didn't want to put The Pursuit of Santosham, so we coined it as In Pursuit of Santosham.
And your sound is quite difficult to pin down, I would say, because you've worked with a variety of people. Yeah. You also work with a variety of styles. But for me, I would maybe the unifying core is that Indian classical background.
Yes.
What are we hearing in this particular album?
In this album, actually, the core of all my compositions are Indian music. Let it be, it could either be Carnatic music or Hindustani music or folk Tamil, folk Indian rhythms and whatnot. That is the base of my compositions. As long as I've known, that's what my base has always been. But I've always loved fusion music. Like with my band Nadi, we play all sorts of stuff also. We play jazz, we play rock, and that has influenced me a lot. I've loved Yogi B and Nachatra. So hip hop was like also a big influence in my life. And then I love Zee Avi. Actually, Zee Avi, I've been a huge fan of her since I was maybe like 10 or 13. And then I finally got to meet her 2 years ago, and then I started performing with her. So her style of music is also a big influence. So you've got a lot of acoustic, a lot of heavy rhythms, and you've got a lot of orchestral kind of sounding songs in the album, actually.
And I mean, how do you put such different influences, such different sounds into one album and still have sort of a cohesive sound?
To be honest, I don't know. What happens is I usually have a melody in my head, for this album, actually, it took me 2 months to write the songs. For a lot of people, 2.5 months, I was working, and then I decided, okay, you know what, I'm going to stop working. I took a 2-3 months break, unpaid leave, and then I was like, okay, let's work on an album, because I've already written 2 songs. I released my first single, Yendi, and then I was like, okay, I think it's time to release an album. So I don't know how I bring the sounds together, but it's always there's an instinct to it. And I trust my instincts a lot. That's like my go-to. I don't really use my brain so much. I use my heart mostly. So what my heart tells me is what I follow.
And this is purely a solo effort. It's not with your band, Nadir.
Nadir is basically, I am Nadir. Nadir is me, if you want to say that. Nadir is like a huge influence in my life. And I'm so grateful to Ashwin Gopinath, my producer, because he is the one who invited me to join the band after watching me perform about six years ago. And the sound Nadir has is very much relevant. And also, you can actually hear it in my album because they have influenced me a lot when it comes to songwriting. So my keyboardist has played in my album, In Pursuit of Santosham. The guitarist has played in my album. The bassist has played in my album. Ash played all the drums in my album. So they are also very much involved in this album. Mm. But Nadir Studios, the company, is the one that produced the album.
Right. Yeah. And I also understand that you have collaborated with other local musicians for some of the tracks on the album. And who are those?
So I have You Know Who. Previously, she used to call herself Rubber Band. Now she's You Know Who. She's a great rapper. Very few Tamil rappers in Malaysia. Mm-hmm. Tamil female rappers. And the recurring theme in my album is actually women empowerment. I don't know why, but from the time I started writing the songs, they had a very strong feminine energy to it. And only after the fourth song in the album, I decided to make this album an ode to all the women in my life. So the fifth song which I recorded was this song called Rani, which is in the album. And I was thinking to myself, this song is a song about empowerment. And I thought, I really have to get a Tamil rapper. So I was looking overseas and like, because I did not know.
And you wanted
about
a Tamil female rapper.
A female rapper, right, yes. And then I was looking overseas and trying to connect with people. And somehow I asked a friend of mine, Silo Manavan, thanks to him. So I asked him, like, bro, do you know any Tamil rappers in Malaysia who are good? And he introduced me to You Know Who. And the reason why I had to choose someone who is good is because the song is not a hip-hop song. The song is actually a rock song with Kathakali, Chanda Milams in the end and a lot of influences in it. And I was looking for a good rapper and he introduced me to her. Other collaborators, we've got Hariram Thingwenlam. He played violins. There's three instrumental pieces in the album and one of it, which I have named it In Pursuit of Santosham, that track, Hariram had played the violin, so that's a full instrumental song. And yeah, that's it. And then mostly sessionists who play for the album.
Right. So the album is a mix of instrumental and songs, like actual vocals, lyricals as well. Mm. Are you singing for the lyricals?
Yeah. Basically, the only feature is You Know Who. The rest is me. Backing vocals, I've got Priyanka, I've got Maya Bayu, who's also the lead singer of Nadir. I had Charlene, I had Sarah Daniel, who's also a singer, a solo artist. Yeah, these few people who join me.
And of course, your other hat is that you're a percussionist.
Yes.
So what are the, you know, I'm sure that the album is going to be very
rhythmic. Yes.
You know, what will we hear in terms of the different percussion sounds?
In this album, I tried not to keep the sounds as, how do I say it? I tried to experiment with the sounds as much as I could. And what you can hear, maybe in only two or three songs, you can hear the tabla, which I play a lot in Nadir, and maybe the congas or the djembe, which I play a lot with Nadir. In this album, I tried to use the chandamelam. I tried to use a lot of hip-hop drums. I tried to use a lot of interesting percussive sounds which I could find online or percussions which I bought while I was traveling in Bali and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So I tried to use those kind of instruments. I don't know the names of them because I just picked them out in the streets and just manipulated the sounds. Yeah.
So you released a single from this album in December, I believe?
Yes, December 8th.
That was Yendi.
Yendi.
Tell me a little bit about it and what has the response been?
Oh, okay. Yendi is basically a rock song without the drums of a rock song. I infused it with Indian folk drums. So you can hear the tapata, you can hear the urumi, you can hear the pambe. Yendi, I had recorded the percussions a year ago, actually. And only in October, I decided to complete it because of work and whatnot. So, that's why the process took too long, so long for that one song. So, Yendi is a love song. It's a cheesy love song with me and for which I dedicate to my fiancé. And it's an interesting song because it's got gospel influence in it in the end. It's got Indian folk rhythms in it. It's got heavy guitars on it with like interesting riffs. Yendi is a fun song, actually. It's the most fun song in the album, if you ask me.
So is it sort of an indication of what we're going to get from the album?
Yeah, maybe.
I understand that, even from what you're speaking, that it's difficult to describe this album, right? Because there's so many different sounds. How do you think then, especially for people who don't know what your music is, do you find it a challenge to sell the music?
Yes, okay. So the biggest challenge a musician has is to explain what's different about his music.
Yeah.
You know, it can sound pretentious or whatnot. And I don't want to get into that. But the thing is, my band Nade, we've never had, this question is never easy for us. So we always like, when people ask you what is your music like, we're like, it's a bit of rock.
Because unfortunately, that's also the marketing thing, right?
Yes,
you want to fit into a category.
Yes. Yeah. So for Nade now, we start using this term, ethno-progressive rock. So that's what we use now,
right.
And I would like to say that my album is also ethno-progressive rock because I have always listened to all sorts of music. I grew up listening to Shakti. My dad introduced me to Shakti, and then I was listening to blues music. I was listening to Dean Martin. I was listening to Frank Sinatra. And then suddenly I was listening to Ghulam Ali Saab. I was listening to Zakir Hussain. I was listening to all sorts of... There's so many influences in my life. And as I grew up, I started listening to a lot of Baba Mal, a lot of African influence and Latin American influence. So it's very hard for me to just conform to
Why limit yourself?
Yeah,
right?
And I realized that is my pursuit to happiness. That is who I am,
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about some of the other songs on the album?
So I've written maybe about three songs which are instrumentals. And when I've always loved watching, I like to dance. I wish I could, but...
Dance performances.
Yeah, performances. Yeah. And whenever I go and watch like dance performances, like Hari is a violinist, but he's also a dancer.
Yes.
And a lot of the songs, and these three songs in my head, I always had him. I always had this other dancer called Swati. I always had my fiancé Priyanka. In my head, when I was writing, it's made for dancers. So you've got Taranas, you've got there's one song called Pancha Cha Cha. Pancha means five, Cha 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 means like Cha Cha Cha.
Cha Cha Cha.
So it's sort of an fusion of that. And that's a fun song in the album because you get a drum solo, you've got a Tarana, like a classical Indian Tarana, a Hindustani Tarana. And then there's another song called Tirkita Boom. Tirkita Boom is basically a dub. It's like a dubstep reggae kind of feel. But what I did was I had actually this song I wanted to try and sample instruments and voices. So what I found was Rajinikanth's dialogue in Kabali, where he says to the oppressors that we are not slaves. You have to treat everyone equally. I'm not threatening you. I'm warning you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a dialogue about equality. So what I did was I used that voice sample, that dialogue sample. I put it in, then I added the pakawaj, then I added the gutam, and then I added some synths in it, and then it just grows into this like massive piece. Yeah. I'm really excited for you guys to listen to it.
So the launch itself is not just going to be an album launch. It's pretty much going to be a performance.
Yes, it's actually a concert. I am not a huge fan of inviting inviting people for formal events because I'm not a formal guy, you know, and I don't want to sit down in a long bench or table with microphones and explaining about my album. No, I want you to come, you listen. So even the media, there's no special session for the media. No special launch for the media. I want the media to come there, and the ones that are coming are going to be experiencing something. I feel that they have not, because I've got a quintet, a string section. I've got three violins, one viola, one cello. And then I've got a six-piece band. I've got drums, two guitars, one bass and one keyboard, two backing vocals. And I, myself, I'm playing the acoustic guitar. I've got a mridangam in front of me. I've got some rototoms. Then I've got my laptop on the side just for extra sounds. So it's going to be quite massive. It's free entry. The more the merrier. So I made the event free. The album, you can purchase it at the launch. It's only 50 ringgit. 7 tracks in the album. And I didn't want to make the traditional CDs for this album launch. So I'm making USBs, actually. So you can purchase USB,
like
ATM cards.
I don't have a CD player anymore.
Yeah. I have to move with the times, yeah. You know.
Well, congratulations, Santosh.
Thank you so much.
I've been speaking with vocalist, percussionist and composer Santosh Logendran about the launch of his debut solo album called In Pursuit of Santosham. The launch is happening this Saturday, the 18th of January, at the GMBB event space here in KL. And entry is open to all. It's going to be a bit of a party.
Yes.
So for more information, check out facebook.com/santoshlogendran.music. If you've missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on bfm.my, on our BFM app or on Spotify. I'll leave you now with more of Santosh's music. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.